I took the bus all over town, talking to people about their commutes and asking what they thought about the transportation system.
I go everywhere on the bus.
Portland's public transit is amazing compared to what I had.
This is the best transportation system of all the different cities that I've been in.
I think it's a great bus, actually, and my son loves taking the bus.
I'm very satisfied. It's always on time, you know, at least around rush hour. The bus system in Philly is significantly worse. It's infrequent. It's much dirtier. It's cheaper, though, so that's nice. But the public transit in Philadelphia is some of the worst I've ever ridden, and Portland is great for public transit.
Portland's public transportation works well for people that live close to the center of town. They have a number of different buses and trains to choose from, wait times are pretty short, and the price of bus fare is definitely cheaper than paying for car payments, gasoline, and insurance. But the farther away from downtown people live, the less satisfied they are with the bus system, and the less they feel like they're getting their money's worth. Susie Thurston lives in Southeast, but works all the way out in North Portland. The number 75 bus is her lifeline, but she also has to transfer to the number 72. Susie usually passes the time reading.
When I go to work, it takes me an hour each way. So if I ever didn't have a book, I would go nutty.
The buses she takes to work are very dependable. The problem comes when she tries to go from her neighborhood to her doctor's appointments across town. That bus line was cut in 2012.
There's really no buses now that I know of that go to Northwest, except for the 77, which doesn't even stop downtown and runs every half an hour.
The cuts came because the city's transit agency, TriMet, is running on a tight budget. Thurston says she understands the economic pressures, but the agency risks losing passengers.
If buses run too infrequently, then it's just not convenient for people to take them, you know?
Portland State University student Derek Espinoza lives in Hillsboro, a city southwest of Portland, where he says getting around by bus or light rail is a real challenge.
There seems to be more delays now. They're getting trains backed up. The buses are more expensive and they're cutting routes. It's not as much noticeable here in Portland, but in Hillsboro, they've actually cut routes that I've used to take to get to places. So it's harder to get to where I need to go when not going to school.
He also finds himself with extremely long waits, making it difficult to get anything done.
The wait for the bus that I need to take is about an hour. If I were to go anywhere I needed to go in Hillsboro, now I'm more asking friends for rides or sometimes even taking a taxi over there in Hillsboro.
And not everyone has the option of asking friends for a ride. Cameron Johnson is what you call transit dependent. Because he's autistic, he makes frequent trips to the pharmacy. And Cameron lives in outer southeast Portland, where bus service is less reliable.
I actually am bipolar and autistic, so relying on the bus is something that both helps my mental wellness and helps me get medication that I need to maintain that. So technically I qualify for an honored citizens card because otherwise I wouldn't be able to afford the bus and I'd be homebound.
Johnson says relying on the bus has affected his job opportunities.
They wanted me to start at 6, so there'd be no way I could feasibly make it in time without leaving at 4 and getting there 20 minutes late.
Cameron isn't just a transit-dependent rider, though. He's also deeply involved in transit activism. He's an active member of the transit justice group OPAL, organizing people, activating leaders, volunteering to organize bus riders into a collective force to influence TriMet's policies.
We started working on behalf of making the service usable and feasible for transit-dependent people like myself. And I realized that a lot of what's going on isn't just unfair, it's a lot of BS going on in there.
TriMet uses fare increases and service cuts as a way to balance their budget, which has had persistent shortfalls since 2009 because of the faltering economy. Here's TriMet CEO Neil McFarlane speaking on Oregon Public Broadcasting in February 2012 about what he calls a budget crisis projected for his agency.
Over the last 4 years, we've actually reduced our budget trajectory by $60 million at TriMet. That was through the Great Recession. So we've had to make some reductions of both bus and MAC service over those last 4 years. And I think people are generally telling us enough is enough related to service cuts. But they did tell us that there is some tolerance for increasing fares. And so our recommendations rely more heavily on fare increases than they do on service reductions.
It's questionable whether those reductions were really needed. Confam was a communications director of Opal last year. A disclaimer, she also worked for this radio program before moving to Portland. Fam says TriMet was caught bluffing in 2012.
The budget crisis that they projected never materialized. They were basing it on projections that didn't turn out to be true. And those super conservative projections ended up having to be borne by the most vulnerable people who couldn't afford the fare cuts that it turned out we didn't need.
And the 2014 budget, which came out in early March, shows that TriMet received $28 million more in revenue than they had predicted in 2012. Even though TriMet management told the public that they were in the middle of a three-year pay freeze, TriMet executives are receiving pay raises totaling almost $1 million. On the positive side, there won't be any new service cuts, but service will not be returned to pre-2012 levels.
Throughout my work at Opal, I have both become very jaded to what TriMet does and very empowered to what the people can do.
Opal brings bus riders like Cameron Johnson together in their transit justice program, Bus Riders Unite, to protest fare hikes and service cuts. They reach out to poor people and people of color who are most likely to be affected by service changes. Last June, Opal had dozens of members testify in front of the TriMet board to demand it reject planned cuts to service.
That TriMet is seriously considering hiking fares and cutting services is going 180 degrees in the wrong direction.
I have a very limited budget. I cannot pay 1/8 of that budget for a monthly bus pass. So I personally am that individual who composes that little statistic about losing rides as fare increases.
Without affordable mobility, people can become trapped, isolated, and their success becomes threatened.
Jared Franz is a transportation policy assistant with Opal.
Not only do people have a hard time getting where they're going on a single ticket, especially people like single mothers who have to make a multiple stop. Maybe they're having to drop off a child at daycare before getting back on the bus to go to work. But TriMet has been cutting bus service for years. Since 2004, they've cut over 170,000 hours of bus service. And so it's getting harder and harder for people to make their connections.
Opal had proposed their own alternative budget to TriMet, which would leave bus service at 2012 levels. Although it was rejected, they're now working to retain a citywide program giving Portland Public School students free bus passes to get to and from class, which is in jeopardy of being cut. They're campaigning to get transfer times extended from 2 hours to 3, and they're trying to reinvest in outer Southeast Portland. Again, Opal activist and transit-dependent writer Cameron Johnson.
People need transit. People need to have reliable transit, and TriMet knows that they're a captive audience. They know that they can cut bus service and some people will be forced to stick around, and that's something I'm not ever okay with, and I'm not okay with people misunderstanding. I think transit-dependent people need a voice, and TriMet needs to recognize that, and everyone needs to recognize that.
For Making Contact with Eric Klein, I'm Jennifer Kemp in Portland, Oregon.